24 minutes after 4 o'clock, Bullseye on the afternoon on AM 930 WEOL. Out on location today for the first time in 2019.
It's been a while.
It's been a long time celebrating.
It's good to be out.
National Community College Month. We're here at the Commodore Books and More Bookstore here on the campus of LCCC. Andy Bullbarch joined alongside Matt Douglas. And, boy, last year when we did this, I think my favorite part of the show was when we had Chef Adam Schmidt on with us, and he's joining us here again. And, boy, the pressure's on because I just kind of put the spotlight on you, Chef. But it's great to have you on, man. How are you?
Thanks for having us. We're doing great.
You did not come alone. You've got Bradley Ball with you here as well.
Thank you for having me.
And you're a culinary program chef.
I am. I'm his right-hand man. And we got the restaurant open tonight in 30 minutes.
Sage and Seed's going to open up here in 30 minutes?
Yeah. This is our second block of it, so they have about 4 more weeks left where the students run the front and the back of the house. So kind of like a little Hell's Kitchen scenario going on in there. Yeah.
You guys did that last year, right?
We do it, yeah. It's become extremely popular. We started with maybe 30 people coming for the final dinner. Now it's up to about 80, 85, and it's a full-blown four-course meal that they don't get to see what they're making until the day before. So about 24-hour shot put out the door for four courses. And so the community's really gotten involved with it. We pre-booked the tickets now. It's just it's a lot of things going on here. They're pretty cool. Pretty cool in 1 year.
So you guys have customers coming in about 30 minutes, and we've pulled Brad aside here to talk. I'm sure this is exactly where you want to be, Brad. But
actually, I couldn't be happier.
Very cool.
He's out of the kitchen.
At some point, they have to handle it themselves.
Right?
Very cool.
And see, here's the deal. Once you become a huge star, you open up your own restaurant. You kind of have to get used to doing things because radio stations are going to be calling you all the time and saying, hey, you know what, we'll come do our show out there. And anytime a radio station comes to your business to do a show, they've got to have the chef on. I mean, that's just true. How it works, right?
Well, the only restaurant you're going to find me at now is Sage and Seed.
Oh, I'm saying,
he was a superstar before we brought him here. So he comes to me from the Michael Simon Group.
Oh, no kidding.
10 years with Michael Simon, chef of 3 of his restaurants. I'm happy to have landed here.
Very cool.
Wow, very nice.
I go big.
You go big.
Impressive. It is.
No, we didn't think you were swinging a 4-ounce aluminum bat when you came here last year.
Wiffle ball.
We knew you swung big. But yeah. One of the things you told us last year, you know, when you put the whole Sage and Seed thing together, was everybody comes in with this grandiose idea. They want to be a chef. You know, they want to be the one in the back that makes the food. But you make the kids involved in this program do way more than that. I thought it was fascinating how you made them do everything from hosting to bussing tables, to preparing food, and also, you know, of course, being a chef, which everybody wants to be. I thought it was really cool how you kind of brought all that together.
That's very important. You know, they have to respect every role inside of the kitchen. And so, you know, beyond being a host, they also wash the dishes. They also clean up and they sanitize things. So it's just the protocol of being a chef that we install into them here. And it's just one of those things that kind of brands us a little bit different. You know, this is an institute that is developing them for the industry and somewhat outside of the books, which was what we kind of used for just reference. So we are really putting out some good students because of the way that we're actually doing things.
How important, in your opinion, is it for somebody to be that well-rounded? Look, you're not necessarily just dealing with the food, but you got to know what the dishwasher goes through in the restaurant,
too. You have to know it. You know, we call ourselves a brigade, which is somewhat of a family. It's kind of like a French institutional system that's just many, many hundreds of years old. And so they have to know what the left hand and the right hand are doing. And it's just so important that they understand that each person is so important. You know, there's not one chef out there that does it on his own. I can guarantee that one.
You guys also have cooking classes set up, not necessarily just for those who are involved in the culinary arts program. You guys also have community
Absolutely.
Cooking classes as well. I thought that was really interesting. What are the details on the community classes?
That is actually a lot of fun, something Chef and I look forward to. It's 9-credit classes. We roll a bar into the kitchen, and with the theme changes.
He starts with the bar.
Yeah, I like that. Well, that's how you draw people in. I'm listening now. Yes.
We have a class on tacos, Tex-Mex coming up. This Friday is a Breakfast Champions class, and then at the end of May we have a Where's the Beef class, where we're bringing in the farmer that raised the cattle to be a part of the class, and that's going to be a really special event.
That's really cool, too. From a cook's perspective, I mean, how important is it to know the farmers out there, where you're getting that fresh produce from?
We're hooked up. I teach an advanced elective called Farm to Fork, where we get the students dirty. We plant stuff in the beginning of class. We harvest it at the end of class, and we show them respect for the things that show up in the back door.
So that's called the adult series, what you guys do, correct?
Well, the adult series is the one with the bar that he highlighted.
That, oh, so. Oh, yeah. That's what I'm saying. When he said, I bring the bar out, yes. I kind of forgot about everything else, yeah. but he said he brings the bar out.
The bar comes out for the kids and the adult bar. So what we do is we break them off into Friday and Saturday segments. Friday night we'll host the adults. It'll start around 5 or 5:30. And so those courses are for people that just want to learn maybe how to cook something or a theme or a technique or something like that. It's a get active as you want to kind of thing. And so it gives Brad and I a chance to kind of throw down a little bit too. You know, we're in the classrooms all the time, so we get the chance to, all right, let's go play with some stuff. We just did a class called How Shellfish. And so we rolled in about, I don't know, 30 different kinds of shellfish and sat there all night for 4 hours just cooking it and eating it. And so those are the kind of programs that we throw out. Now, the kids' programs, those are on Saturday afternoons because, you know, parents want to get out. They want to go do their shopping. We bring them in. We just did one. It was called the ice cream sandwich. They made their own ice cream, gelato. They made sandwiches. Apparently, I'm still finding ice cream in my kitchen. They had a great time. And so I have my staff that's graduated. They are now teaching those classes. Huh. So we're actually still working with our graduates to kind of keep them in the loop and show them what it's like to really be an instructor.
What do you find with the kids when you're teaching them that kind of piques their interest? I mean, is there anything in particular? Do you tell them why you guys got into cooking?
We do. I think that, you know, myself and I think Brad too, you know, we all know at a young age kind of what we want to do. And some of us are forced through it because of families and some of us enjoy it. And I think one of the things that we get out of some of these younger children are that they really feel they can do something. And so it's actually something that can help when they go home with the family. Sure. Or if it's something to peel an onion or whatever it could be to help out with the dinner. So it's an engaging opportunity for the family. Yeah, and so they embrace that. It's pretty neat.
Now, when you're enthusiastic about it, they get just as excited.
I bet.
Yeah.
The adult series has me really interested. So I would imagine,
it's a lot of fun.
You know, you bring, and I'm looking at the breakfast champion of dinners here. I'm imagining, you know, Bloody Marys are a big part of the deal here too. But you know, I'm just I'm picturing this right now. So I see breakfast champion of dinners as part of the adult series. What all's involved with that?
Well, for this one, we're gonna be doing stuffed French toast. Blintzes,
chicken and waffles,
chicken
you know,
waffles.
With bourbon butter.
When does this take place?
Yeah. We're doing house-made bacon, too. We smoked the bacon here. We've cured it. That's going to be on the table on Friday.
And then I think the instructor we have, she's also going to throw in like a burrito bar, too. So she's actually going to make fresh breakfast sausage right in front of them, recipe it out, and then put out all these ingredients and show them how to make. So, you know, breakfast is one of those meals. You know, you get up, you get started. It should be a little bit more fun than just eggs in a pan. And so that's kind of what we do is we put a little twist on it. So, yeah, well, you may know what you're doing, but you're trying something that maybe is not in your wheelhouse usually.
Very cool stuff. Yeah. Now, we've talked about the kids' courses, you know, Saturday afternoons, and you talked about the adult series. You guys have a teen culinary series that takes place over the summertime, right, starting in July.
Yeah, this is something new this year. So we wanted to reach all the age groups. And I think that one of the things that when you get to the age of 10 and between 10 and 12, you start figuring out maybe you enjoy the kitchen. This is an opportunity for them to come in and work with us hands-on and get into the kitchen and learn the same skills at a slower rate that our actual academic students get. So they're going to get the same knife skills, poultry work, they're going to work with beef, they're going to work with saute pans, grills, they're going to get it all, but at a little bit slower of a pace so they can adapt a little bit. So if they do decide to come to us later, or another, you know, college somewhere, they have these skills already, so it actually gives them a little bit of a head start. And that's pretty important.
No doubt about that. Well, Brent, I've got to ask you, what was part of the intrigue in coming here? Because, you know, last year when we talked to you, we were blown away by the detail. It's Sage and Seed, you know, just from start to finish, you know, just how much was consumed by all the kids and all the students that were involved here. You know, what part of Sage and Seed really got you excited about jumping on board?
Well, I wanted to be here because I feel like I'm Obi-Wan Kenobi, that I touch more people now that I'm out of the restaurants.
Okay.
I love interacting with the students and sharing the things I've learned. I feel like I'm touching more people and I have more influence over the industry. I always had a hard time finding great people, and if I can send great people to the people that I worked for, that'd feel really good.
Makes sense. All comes full circle, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
That's the idea. Boy, the Obi-Wan Kenobi thing was awesome.
He's doing a lot of touching over here.
He is. You know what, though?
What's that supposed to mean?
You know what, though? As a chef, you've got to do some touching. I mean, that's just how you do
things. You got to get hands on.
You got to get hands on.
That's the segue there, is that. You know, these students can get out there, they can get the information that we're bringing to them and the education, and it is so important to give them that opportunity that we had. I mean, it is a full circle thing, And that's why we talk about Brigade and family. You know, they come to us even after graduation. They want to get involved. We really go one-on-one with each and every one of our students to make sure that they get the best tools possible.
I try to deliver to them the same experience I deliver to my cooks in the restaurants.
Sure.
Because you got to be tough on them. You got to, you know, not get in their face, but you have to let them know what's right, what's wrong. Like, yeah, you need to get on the floor and scrub this, or you got to deliver the same experience, because when they leave, that's what it's going to be.
Yeah.
And we don't want to disillusion them as to what it's going to be like after they graduate.
Well, it's got to be important to them, too, to be with guys who have worked in that industry, worked for other big-name chefs out there, and understand that aspect of what it takes to be in the big kitchen if that's where they want to go.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, some students don't want to be in that environment, which is fine.
Sure.
But for the ones that do, they'll have more tools than some of the other people off the streets.
Cool. Well, that's kind of what the college experience is all about, right? You figure out whether that's what you want to do or not. That's a really big part of the experience. All right, well, I've got to give you guys the opportunity to throw this out there. For those that are wondering how to get involved with the adult series, or maybe if your teen's looking for something to get into over the summertime, they want to get involved in the teen culinary series, or maybe those kids age 5 through 9 are looking at something to do on Saturday afternoons, how can they get involved? Who should they call? Where should they go?
Well, I'll give you Brad's number.
there you go, so, right?
What we did is we actually we have a great website design, and so if you go to the community page on the LCC page, you go to Culinary Arts Institute, and on that page you're going to find everything out about not just the academic program, but every class that we offer, and they pop up continually. So just that you see a couple classes, there's 5 or 6 more being launched just for the kids next week. So, you know, there's always an opportunity. The restaurant number is up there as well. And pretty soon we'll have all of our staff members up there with their nice pictures so everybody can see who we are and kind of put a face to what's really being driven, you know, behind the scenes.
Outstanding.
Cool.
Well, I'll tell you what, I'm going to talk to the missus and see if we can't get to the Breakfast Champion of Dinners Adult Series on Friday. That sounds like a heck of a lot of fun. Brad, Chef Smith, guys, thank you so much for joining us here.
Thanks.
This is a lot of fun. Thank you guys for stopping by here. Always a pleasure. And you may see me on Friday.
That's not a bad night to show up.
Yeah,
a little Bloody Mary, a little chicken and waffles.
You had him at chicken and waffles. This guy and his chicken and waffles. And then what was the shellfish thing?
Oh, yeah.
This guy's pun game is, beyond.
Yeah, we'd love to have you in there. You know, maybe get you a little apron and a jacket, too, to join us.
See, I would try that, but I'm so awful that you guys would probably kick me out, and I'm about to watch from afar. But
you'd be surprised. A little good coaching.
I mean, you've paid. We're not going to throw you out.
Yeah, right.
That's true. All right, fair enough. Maybe you'll see me on Friday. Hopefully you don't kick me out. Guys, thanks for coming in. This is fun.
Appreciate it, guys.